Caitlyn Jenner softens, boys can compete with girl athletes if they transition at very young age. By Penny Star on May 27, 2021. Caitlyn Jenner has walked back his stance on biological men competing against biological women because of physiological differences. Earlier this month, Jenner said that it is a matter of fairness to segregate sports based on biology. Now, Jenner says it depends on when a boy or girl starts treatment to transition to the opposite sex. This new position stands in contrast to the position Jenner staked out earlier this month when he said that biological boys should not be allowed to compete in girls' sports due to a lack of fairness. "That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girls' sports in school," Jenner said. "It just isn't fair. And we have to protect girls' sports in our schools," Jenner reiterated. Now, the former Olympian and current California gubernatorial candidate. However, during a Wednesday interview on Fox News America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino, Jenner significantly softened that stance by saying that biological boys should of course be able to compete in girls' sports if they began transitioning when they were very young. Jenner said if elected, she would set up a commission to study the issue. "What I would do as governor, I would put together a commission," Jenner said. "Trans women compete in the Olympics, they compete in the NCAA. But when it gets down to the high school level, there's no guide rules, there's no rules and regulations how they can. And trans women, who are truly trans, who at a very young age, you know, started proper medical treatment, they've grown up as girls. Of course they should be able to compete in girls' sports," Jenner said. "But yes, some guy who hasn't done any therapy, hasn't done anything, there has to be a review board. And I would be the first governor to put together a review board to review each case," Jenner said, adding that it is such a small issue. "It's like a non-issue that's out there," Jenner said. "And I would be surprised if there's 30 trans athletes in the entire state." Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.